This is Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome to IRIB English Radio. This is Back to Reality. I am your host, Zainab. We have a roundtable discussion. We listen to what is being said. We deduce the best things out of it. And that's how we come back to reality. Well, today in our studio, we have with us very two special guests. I have Asma on my right hand and brother Mehdi Najafi on my left side. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Assalamu alaikum. It's good to be here.
Wa alaikum assalam, sister. I'm happy to be here with you.
Same here. Asma, would you like to give a little intro? I know you. But
yes.
Just for audience.
Yes, of course. Well, I am Asma, and I have been studying English literature for so long. I'm a deep dive fan of literature, and it's been a while that I'm being here in radio as well.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you again. Brother Najafi, we want to hear from you a little bit.
I'm Mehdi, and that's all I am. I have studied business, finance and management, and I am a student in the seminary of Qom.
Well, Asma, starting from you, we have seen science doing a lot of progress. Mm-hmm. And if we go to the recent thing, we have seen this James Webb Space Telescope, the most powerful telescope. There were some pictures taken up and
that have been so viral right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's so talking about
how that. Do you see that? What do you say about that?
So there is this photo that shows you the entire universe from a perspective that everything is clear. All the galaxies, all the stars, everything. Everything has been considered in it. So you can see the entire universe from a upper perspective.
An aerial picture.
Yeah, a real picture. That is amazing. You know, when you look at it, you just can't stop gazing and getting more. You just think, okay, where am I in this entire universe? So when you look at that picture...
Okay, so Asma was looking for herself in that picture. So what about you, brother?
Did you find yourself?
No, of course not. I will never find myself in those photos because we're so tiny little creatures. We're not even considered to be existing.
Yeah.
After watching that photo,
which
actually...
Which is why I'm surprised that you were actually looking for yourself in the first
You know, I was asking myself, how do you prove you exist?
Brother, how do you see that?
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful, the fact that the human race has gotten so far. It's very beautiful. It's tremendous.
Okay.
You know, how we have progressed as a human race from, you know, sticks and stones.
And still, I guess we know nothing.
Precisely.
This is just the beginning.
Compared to sticks and stones, we see ourselves... We're far beyond that, right?
Yeah.
But it's amazing how we've managed to do that. But there's, besides the fact that you mentioned, Sister Asma, about us feeling insignificant when you look at that photo, there's another thing that comes to my mind is, suppose we could travel all those galaxies. So if I'm not mistaken, it's the Carina Nebula that is in that image. And suppose we could go from galaxy to galaxy, right? And with the theories, we've got certain theories that they say it's not a single universe, it's a multiverse, you know? People say it's multiverse.
Multiverse.
Yeah, you know? And suppose that we could travel all these multiverses, quote unquote. Yet, if we reach all these possible existence, yet we cannot reach someone who, or that power... which has caused this, I think it's a long journey with no gain.
So you mean that if we travel all these universes around us,
yeah.
if there was such a possibility, yeah. still we could have never been able to see God, the creator of this universe?
Yeah, see God, like, physically, no. What I mean is...
No, of course,
if I can actually go all these galaxies, I know, like,
from
multiverse travel,
from,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If that's possible,
right.
if that happens, yet I fail to realize that there is a power which has caused this, right?
Uh-huh.
And I fail to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
I think all this travel, all mm-hmm. this progress from sticks and stones to multiverse travel is, you know, it's
there's
it's
yet
no
to be
way,
on,
you know,
like, there are miles to go. You mean, so, like, there are miles
yeah.
to go to see the crew.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before in this show, and I unfortunately forgot. It's a philosopher who, I think it's, his last name is Kant. Yeah, so Immanuel Kant has said something so beautiful. He said that back in the day, we used to travel by foot,
yeah.
right? And then we, or horses, right? We had horses, then we had carriages, then we had like chariots, and now we've got cars and planes, right?
Yeah.
And now, right, and we had tools, different tools. To kill someone, right, which is not a good thing, you'd throw a rock, a
okay.
stone, swords, arrows, guns, pistols, bombs, right? Now, we have developed... In terms of travel, right?
Yeah.
We have developed...
In terms of technology?
Yeah. We travel fast.
Yeah.
Right? We kill fast now.
Yeah.
You know, we kill for a longer distance, right? But in terms of purpose, the human race, in terms of purpose...
It's still lagging behind.
Is static.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is static. From that age to right now, have you... What's the purpose? All right. You are traveling... At a higher speed. Where to?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In terms of purpose,
yeah.
we're still static.
We are. Indeed, we are.
Yes, of course.
Telling me, when I was looking over those images, like Brother said, I looked on those onto my computer or wherever you looked on them, I said with myself, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ.
Yeah, of course.
Well...
There's an interesting point about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about the creation of the universe, he doesn't say that. Where does he say that?
Creating a human
yeah.
being.
A human being. No, not even just the human being. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the completion of the human body, right?
Yeah.
Now there's nothing left. The body's done. Allah says, then another creation
mm-hmm.
was created. Like he, from that creation... another creation was generated within that creation. That's when Allah says, فَدَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ.
Well,
right?
I was not saying when Allah does say that. I was saying when I say it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah. Right.
Whenever I see new things in this universe,
yes,
whenever
yes.
I see new beautiful things, I really want to repeat that verse again and again. I mean, it automatically comes into
wow,
my mind.
Wow, so nice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the other creation was added to it, right? That's when he said, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ حَسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. What was the other creation? In other verses, we see it's ruhi. Allah says, from my spirit, from my soul, right? But why is it that it causes this immense praise from the Lord himself? It's because that creation has that capacity to be directly connected to what? Ruhi. Allah's...
Soul.
Allah's existence, right?
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
All
so
right.
when you are, that creation that is within you
mm-hmm.
has been affiliated directly now and consciously to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you could do marvels.
True. I'll be continuing this discussion with you after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
We are discussing James Webb Space Telescope, the most powerful telescope. There were some pictures taken up, and
Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says,
"I wanted to say that."
أزعمت أنك جرم صغير وفيك العالم الأكبر.
Wow.
Right. Wow. Do you think you're a mere little creature, like, you know? But within you is the greater universe.
Exactly.
Your wish was granted.
That is it. Yes. Looking at that photo, you just start thinking about yourself and the purpose of life and how short life is comparing to that entire universe. And as the brother says, multi-universes, that's something very incredible.
Exactly. And like as brother also gave the references from Imam Ali al-Islam and the philosopher as well, like we are static somewhere and we are moving fast somewhere else. Human being has been able to do tremendous
improvements in the improvements, terms of science and
terms
technology.
Of tech, but it mostly seems to be in terms of disaster, his own desire to fulfill his own desires in terms of
I'm not going to discredit the people who worked for it, though.
Imam Ali al-Islam said that there's a universe within you. Even we have failed to understand our bodies yet. I mean, have we had understood our bodies fully, completely, there would have been no disease that was uncured.
Yeah.
So then, like, there's another universe within the soul itself.
Yeah, certainly. Like, the appendix recently is found that it has a purpose.
Yeah.
Like, before, people used to say it's purposeless. The appendix was seen as purposeless.
Yeah.
Recent studies say that it has a purpose.
Yes, everything that is created has a purpose.
Actually, science is meant to make you believe more in God.
Yeah.
I believe so. But the problem is that nowadays,
looking at all that, what comes into my mind is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like, whatever I have created is for your service. And then when you progress more, when you see what has been there in these universes and all that was for my service, you start to believe that how unthankful I have been towards him, how unthankful I have been towards his blessings. Thank you so much for being with us, guys. We were talking about how science has progressed and yet there are miles to go. As Imam Ali al-Islam says, that there's world within you which you have to
discover.
Yes, which you have to discover. Thank you, Asma. Thank you, dear listeners. You are listening to Back to Reality from IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord. Your light and love, all I seek, nothing more I'd ever want or need, my Lord.
My Lord.
Protect me from dishonor, grant me faith to be stronger. Source of all mercy, infinite light for all to see, my Lord. Some claim to represent you, everything they do is so far away from you,
my Lord.
Help us to know you better, help us love one another.